What is the most important story you've ever heard or ever told? I have no idea what the most important story I've ever told is. But one of the most important stories I've ever heard, as many of these stories are, was a family story. And my cousin Helen Fagan, is now 97 years old. She lives in Sarasota, in Florida. Has all of her miles. And I try and go and see her a couple of times a year. And we just talk. And she will tell me, she's a Holocaust survivor, she will tell me about her experiences sometimes in the Warsaw ghetto, being on the run, and then convince the Gestapo that she was a little Polish girl, all of that kind of stuff. And one day, and she's not a big reader, she doesn't read my stuff, she's very proud of it. I mean, she tells me when there's a picture of me in the New York Times Review of Books, and she can read my reviews and comment on them. But she told me once about, she was about 21, and she was in the ghetto, the Radomsk ghetto. And if you had a book, it was punishable by death. Books were forbidden at that point. And it wasn't like you get a child. Somebody would just stick a gun to your head. It was very, very easy. But somebody slipped her a copy of Gone with the Wind, translated into Polish. And she covered her window, and she stayed up until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, terrified that somebody would see even the smidge of light as they went through. And she read it, and then she hid it behind a loose brick in the wall. And she had 8, 9-year-old girls who would come, and they were meant to be officially, they were there sewing, but she would teach them math. And instead of teaching them, for the next 2 weeks, she would tell them the story of Gone with the Wind. And she would stay up an extra hour at night reading. And when they came in, she told them the story. And I always thought that what I do is fundamentally kind of trivial. But I make things up. I write about things that don't exist. And then I heard Helen telling me about risking death in order to tell these 8-year-olds the story of Gone with the Wind. And in order to stay up, and in order to escape. And I thought, no. I'm never going to accept it again if anybody tells me about escapism, as if that's bad. Because it's much more important. It really is escape. It's somewhere safe, somewhere you can go. And for those children and for Helen, in that impossible place, in that time, it was worth risking death for. And that, for a writer, was a really important thing.